Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many texts and calls come through. It was fantastic to be at Marvel Stadium last night, to actually go to an event for a change, to go to the 2021 AFL Draft. I mentioned earlier on, there was positivity everywhere you look. So much optimism in the place, and there was a lot of optimism around Nick Dacos, who's been good enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time. Nick, welcome to the program, and great to have you on for the first time as a Collingwood player.
Very exciting. Thank you, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Hey, your life would be so much different. I bet you're a fan of the father-son rule. Your life would be so much different this morning if you woke up either a Gold Coast player or a Giants player, if there was no father-son rule.
Yeah, no, it definitely would be. But yeah, very happy to be going to Collingwood.
And the situation that faces you now, is it relief? You just can't wait to basically start training with them. You've obviously known this was going to happen for ages.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a long time coming. I've been training with the boys, and I know a lot of the boys, and now I'm just really excited to get stuck in and earn their respect and the coaching staff's respect. So I'll get the opportunity to do that Monday, and then, yeah, it all starts.
And the beauty of it is there will be a lot of people just leave you alone now. How have you faced the last month of conjecture interviews? You're probably doing 100 of them today.
Yeah, it's definitely been a busy period, and something that I'll probably never have again. But it's been special. I've really enjoyed it, and it's sort of made the whole experience unique. Like, all the boys here today have been smashed with media interviews and everything, and we're all really grateful. It's a nice feeling, and we just can't wait to get started.
And comfortable surroundings. You obviously know the place well. You've spoken to your coach, Craig McRae, prior to the draft, so everything's going to feel fairly comfortable when you actually start the process of trying to get a game.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of the boys, so for me, I'll just be getting in there with the new recruits, and we'll all try and impress and put our best foot forward.
So will you wear the number 35, and will you keep it?
Yeah, I'll be wearing the number 35 next year, which I'm really happy about and honoured with the tradition at the club. And then I haven't thought that far forward. Hopefully I can keep it if the opportunity arises, but I've just got to see what the club gives me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you know some people in high places. Your dad knows Jeff Brown. Well, your dad's got enough influence of his own. Has it been tougher or easier having a superstar father?
No, Dad's been really good in normalising it for me. It's been something that we haven't really focused too much on. I just feel like another recruit going into the club, and yeah, that's been really good for me. I'll just go in as one of three or four recruits that we pick up over these next few days, and I'm really excited to go in with the others.
DNA has been something, I mean, obviously it's in your blood, but it probably doesn't give as much credit to the hard work that you've done.
Yeah, no, I do sometimes feel that way. It sometimes gets brushed off as genetics, but there has been a lot of hard work, as all the draftees have put in. But yeah, hopefully that will shine through soon.
And obviously, you're hoping to play round one.
Yeah, the aim for me will be to play as early as I can, as all the boys' aims will be. So if that's round one or round 23, I'm just hoping to play as early as I can.
And where are you hoping to play? How different are you to Josh?
Yeah, I think I'll probably, if I'm fortunate enough, I'm happy to play anywhere. I just want to get a game. But I see myself probably playing half back and then rotating a little bit on ball. Craig sort of said that there's an opportunity there to, if I put my best foot forward, maybe play half back. So I think that's where I may start, and I'm looking forward to that.
And you spoke to just about every club except one. Were the questions, I think they're from a sheet that gets approved by the AFL now. What's the craziest thing any club asked you to try and stump you?
There was definitely a few weird questions that stumped me. I think Carlton asked me if my house was burning down and I already had my phone and I couldn't grab any family members, what would be the item I took? And I honestly can't even remember my reply because I think it was just, I don't know, I don't remember, but I was definitely stumped with that question.
You were a Carlton supporter, so it wasn't the Carlton jumper you had in the cupboard. That you didn't tell them that.
No, I definitely didn't tell them that. That was a little phase when I was younger, but I'm definitely back in the black and white now.
I'm sure you are. Nick, great to have you. I know you're about to do another 100 of these, so I really appreciate you giving me a couple of minutes of your time. I reckon we'll speak again at some stage down the track, so I can't wait to chat again at length. We'll talk soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Dwayne.
Nick Dacos, Collingwood father-son draftee, giving us a couple of minutes of his time. He has got a busy day today. Discussing the AFL draft, thanks to Tyre Power, pick one, big holiday sale is now on. We'll be back to your calls after a quick break. 1-300-736-736, the open line number. And great to have Tyre Power on board, by the way. Draft three tyres, get your fourth tyre free on Falcon Passenger Tyres. Back to your calls and text next.